Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against a daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said, come to set fire on earth. You understand there are two meanings. Fire means the Holy Spirit. Also fire, division. Because once you follow Jesus, not all the people will be with you. So that will be another fire in the division. It's against one another. And Jesus himself, wherever you go, always people against him, but he always at peace. And thus we have to learn from him. Although not all things are perfect, we find us, even ourselves, divided. We want to do many things and we didn't do it. And many things we shouldn't do it, we did it. That's what St. Paul's is telling us, his own experience. This is our experience. This is the division in ourselves. So only thing is, when we know about it, start again, again and again. So you cannot say, I've been following Jesus for 40 years, that's why I'm okay. Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. And that's very important. Because the will of God, we have to follow. We can't say, yesterday I followed the will of God very well. All the times, the temptations, not always easy to follow him. But just we have to learn from Jesus. Every moment, we just entrust, Lord, it's your will, be done upon me. So let us learn from Jesus. Also, learn our Heavenly Mother. She was invited, and so the hand be the Lord. So it's always be humble and ready to say our yes to the will of God the Father.